A very good afternoon from the sports team. We're going to start with a bit of breaking news from the Shark Tank. John Plumtree will leave his role as head coach after this weekend's Champions Cup clash with Toulouse. JP Peterson will take over as the interim head coach of the Sharks from next week when they return home. It is a massive test this weekend, though, when the Sharks take on European giants Toulouse in Toulouse. Nick Hatton will lead an inexperienced side and says it's going to be a massive one.
I think the mood in camp, we're in a good space. I think the boys are definitely hurting from last week's loss and how the season's gone so far. But in saying that, we're really excited for this weekend. Obviously, a massive challenge against Toulouse. We know what they bring to this competition in Europe. But I think it's a challenge that we're already looking forward to.
Well, let's have a look at that Hollywood Bets Sharks starting lineup. Lee Marvin Mazibuko, Edwin Swart and Mwande Mdanda start in the front row. JJ Skirpus and Marvin Ori start in the second row. It's Matt Romeo and Bato Hlekane on the side of the scrums, two under-20 World Cup winners. And then Nick Hatton starts at 8. Ross Broad and Jordan Hendrickse are your 9 and 10. Francois Fenta and Leroux Malan start in the centres. Makazole Mapimpi and Yor Penke start on the wings. And then it is Hakeem Kunene at fullback. So it is a very inexperienced Hollywood Bets Sharks side. A few experienced faces, but by and large, a lot of inexperience there. We're going to stay with rugby news. Rassie Erasmus will stay on as Springbok coach for a further 4 years. That's some incredible news for Bok fans. SA Rugby president Mark Alexander says that they're proud to reaffirm their commitment to excellence by extending the agreement until after the 2031 World Cup in the USA. He says the decision reflects not only on Erasmus's remarkable track record, but also the enduring impact he has made in shaping the game's identity. Alexander says, under Erasmus, the Borks have achieved historic milestones, consistently setting standards for performance on the global stage. And now we're going to finish with some cricket from day two of the second Ashes test between Australia and England. England were bowled out earlier for 334. Joe Root was the big run getter there for England. He finished the innings on 138 not out. Jofra Archer was the last man to go. But in reply, Australia are well and truly on top. They're 378 for 6, leading by 44 runs. Plenty of runs there. Half centuries for Jake Weatherald, a first in Test cricket. Manus Labuschagne, 65. Steve Smith got 61. And there were a couple more contributions from Cameron Green. Alex Carey's 46 not out. That's all for now, though, for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.
East Coast Radio traffic.
We still have the